What a day this is in our church. It's Consecration Sunday, where we collectively celebrate declaring ourselves, or maybe I should say we are redeclaring our commitment to this church. We come saying, I commit myself to help continue this church at 5206 Balcones Drive. I know, I should know the address. 17 years, I should know the address. 5206 Balcones Drive, in whatever way that God leads us to go. We say, here we are, here I am, here is my financial promise, here is my willingness to do whatever you have me do. We join together and have a harvest meal and celebrate being church and maybe have some real fun with the kids at the same time. It's also the Sunday when we think about the saints, those who we mentioned that we've lost in the last year, specifically those from our church and their family. Many we haven't mentioned, but we know are part of the foundation of what we are today. It's also the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, when Martin Luther nailed his thesis on the door and declared some 95 changes that needed to happen in the church. What began for us, the Protestant movement. Well, that's a lot to pack in a Sunday, and we have lunch in 17 minutes. It'll wait. But that, all that said, all of those things are what bring us together here today. For 65 years after that small group met at Camp Mabry and decided to become Highland Park Baptist Church. And there's a lot to be said about why we should renew our own commitment to being Highland Park today and tomorrow and the next week and the next year. Our scriptures today, once again, finds Jesus with the Pharisees, and they are once again trying to trick him, to put him in a tight spot and say, which commandment is the most important? And I guess I have to ask myself, are the commandments still important to us today? I look at them, and I know that there are many that, of course, we would all agree are important. Thou shalt not kill, being at the top. But aren't there some also that we just kind of skip over and maybe pretend they're not there? Cindy Thane bought me a pillow years ago that said, the Ten Commandments aren't multiple choice. And I've also heard it said that they're not just suggestions. How much weight do we really put on them? Do you know them? Do you follow them? I mean, intentionally, do you follow them? I wonder sometimes also, were the Pharisees really so much trying to trick Jesus, or were they looking for an easy way out? Which ones do we really need to follow? And which ones can we not really think about? Did they see the commandments as a punishment for them, or did they see them as a way to make life easier, a way to understand how we are to live, to be God-like? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. If we just took that commandment, wouldn't life be happy? Wouldn't it be easier? I think of people who walked these halls and did exactly what that passage said. They loved God with all that they had. And I look around and I can't help but think about people who gave themselves completely to this place. So much that I see them whenever I walk about the church. I think about Jim and Aletha Sapp, who loved and served here, and who our fellowship hall is named after and our library is named after. I think of Joyce Skinner, whose loving, radiant spirit showed God's love. John Miller, who knew more about the history of this church, and I miss all the time when I'm trying to remember something because I could have called John and he could tell me. I think about Bill Sullivan and Bill Baker, who loved this building so much. Even though Bill Sullivan got me to go up there and work on those things, I still loved the way he loved this building. I could go on and on and on and on. People we lost this year, Ned Burns and Art Calthorpe and many others who just spent so much of their time loving this place because they loved God first. They knew that to love God was to give your whole self, not just your money, but your whole self in loving others. I look around today and I see so many of you who, just like those of the past, give of yourselves today. People who work tirelessly to make sure that we continue to serve God through our programs, through our missions, through sitting with people at the hospital or homes, through taking care of our finances. And I'm smarter than to start mentioning names because I would leave so many out. But you know who you are. You know the ones of you who give of your whole self by putting God first. Do you know if you make God the priority in your life or if you make yourself the priority? We go through waves in the church, always have and always will. Time when we struggle to have a group that we want. Sometimes it gets discouraging because we can't fill positions or because the same people have to do all the work. You know, I've never heard once Jesus speak or say in the scripture, there just aren't enough people for me to talk today. Never said that. Oh, he may have sat down and talked to thousands. But he may have sat down and talked to one or two. We are called to keep going, to keep serving, to keep giving. I look at the children who are sitting on the steps today and who will be here to enjoy the carnival this afternoon. I think back to when some of the workers or some of you were kids on this very step, right there, on this very step. And look at you today, loving our children and teaching our children, and your children are here today. One of the things I love most about Highland Park is this legacy we see of generation after generation being here, being a part of this church. Kids raised here, choosing to raise their children here and to take leadership roles. What a wonderful testimony to God of this place. But I wonder 10, 20, 30, 50 years from now, when these children are grown and they're the leaders in this church, and they're standing here and thinking back, who will they remember as being the saints that made this church what it is for them? Will they remember how you gave of yourself for this church? Will they remember how you loved God through the way you lived your life? And how you made it possible for this church to be here for them for generations to come? May you today recommit yourself to placing God first in your life and allowing yourself to give of yourself 100%. Amen.